Unconstitutional swearing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, a federal court hears a lawsuit to stop the next president from uttering this.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The plaintiffs include atheist Michael Newdow, famous for failing to get under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and non-theists like the Secular Coalition for America, who say that for the Chief Justice to state, so help me God, goes beyond the oath that is specifically laid out in the Constitution. As the story goes, so help me God was first ad-libbed by George Washington, and nobody had the guts to tell him to do it over. Well, they're going to lose this suit, and even if they won, stopping the Chief Justice from saying it wouldn't stop the president from simply adding it himself, as Washington allegedly did. But to me, the important issue here is, does the oath work? You see, I actually wish they would ban it for a year as a control experiment, because what have we seen in the last 8 years? 9/11, a war in Iraq over weapons that didn't exist, an inconclusive war in Afghanistan, accusations of unconstitutional torture, an economic catastrophe, and now all-out war between Israel and Hamas. And that was after George W. Bush took the oath twice, each time invoking God's help in preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution of the United States. It's almost enough to make you think that maybe God doesn't like his name being invoked in that way.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Maybe the Almighty wants something a little more humble, such as, may God have mercy on me, an ordinary man. Considering the track record of the current oath, it's worth a try. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.